Frederick Buechner, who's one of our own, he's a Presbyterian minister and a theologian, and he writes a weekly blog that I read often, tells a story that gets at what it means to be a Christian. He said this: a friend of mine told me about a Christmas pageant that he took part in once as a rector of an Episcopal church somewhere. The manger was down in front at the chancel steps where it always is. Mary was there in her blue mantle and Joseph in a cotton beard. The wise men were there with a handful of shepherds. And of course, in the midst of all of it was the Christ child lying in the straw in a manger. The nativity story was read aloud by my friend with carols sung at the appropriate places throughout the service and the pageant, and all went like clockwork until it came time for the arrival of the angels of the heavenly host, as represented by the children of the congregation who were robed in white and scattered throughout the pews with their parents. At the right moment, they were supposed to come forward and gather around the manger, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill among men." And that is just what they did, except there were so many of them that there was a fair amount of crowding and jockeying for position, with the result that one particular angel, a little girl in fact, about 9 years of age, smaller than the rest, ended up so far out on the fringes of things that not even by craning her neck or standing on her tippy toes could she see what was going on around the manger. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among men," they all sang out in cue. And then in the momentary pause that followed, this small little girl electrified the entire congregation by crying out in a voice shrill with irritation, frustration, and enormous sadness at having been blocked from seeing what was happening. She said, "Let Jesus show." There was a lot of the service still to go, but my friend, the rector, said that one of the best things that he ever did in his life was to end everything at that moment in the service. "Let Jesus show," the child cried out. And while the congregation was still sitting in stunned silence, he pronounced the benediction. And everybody filed out of the church with those unforgettable words still ringing in their ears. "Let Jesus show in these churches we have built for him then. Not just Jesus as we've cut him down to size in our sermons and our theologies and our hymns, or even as portrayed in our stained glass windows, but Jesus as he sat there among his friends with wine on his breath and crumbs in his beard and his heart in his mouth, as he spoke about his death and ours in words that even a 9-year-old angel would have understood clearly. Let not your hearts be troubled," he said, in the midst of his own terrible troubles. "Take it easy. Take it easy. Take heart. Believe in God," he said. "That is good. Believe also in me." Well, we are the believers, aren't we? You and I. That's why we're here this Sunday. At least the would-be believers, the part-time believers, the believers with our fingers crossed. Believing in him, you see, is not the same as believing things about him, such as that he was born of a virgin or that he walked on water. It's not about giving up liquor or tobacco or dancing with them that do. It's not even about going to church or reading your Bible, though you can learn a lot if you do. It's not about being good or nice. It's none of these. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." He doesn't say that the church is the way. He doesn't say his teachings are the way, or what people for centuries have taught about him is the way. He doesn't say that religion is the way, not even the religion that bears his name. He says he himself is the way. It's not about what's in your mind, you see. It's about giving your hearts to him. Come hell or high water, just the way a child believes in a mother or a father, or the way a mother or a father believes in their child beyond anything else. It's in this way that he leads us to a true life full of abundance, a way to be truly human as he was truly human, and thus at the same time, truly God's own son, and you a daughter or a son. And in this life, we are dazzled sometimes by him and by what he can do. We are haunted by him and by what he has said to us, picking up our cross, for example, and we have been nourished by him. Because he offers us a life that is so full of abundance, so full of all the good and the bad, the joy and the sorrow, that not even the darkness of death itself can prevail against his light. Thus, it is possible to be on Christ's way and with his mark upon you, even without having heard of him. You see, Christians, and a Christian in particular, is one who is on the way, though not necessarily very far along the way. Sometimes we stumble along the way, we fall along the way, but we're on the way, at least, and we're getting up and trying again. And for some of us, at least, who have some dim and even half-baked idea of whom to thank. You see, a Christian isn't necessarily any nicer or better than anybody else in this world. They're just somewhat better informed. Amen.